Okay, the boy said today's daf is daf Zayin. We're starting from the second line from the top of the Umid, where we start off with a Braisa, where the Braisa adds some additional Rosh Hashanah to what we had in our Mishnah. We had the Bi'echad B'Nisan, Rosh Hashanah Lemelochim, the Lergolim. Jokti Braisa. Tana Rabbanan, Bi'echad B'Nisan, Rosh Hashanah Lechadoshim, Uli Iburin, Uli Trumas Shkolim, V'yesh Omrim Af L'Schirus Batim. On the first day of Nisan is also Rosh Hashanah Lechadoshim. Chadoshim means that this is the first month of all the months of the year. When you say the first month of the year, by the Goyim heist is January, by the Yidin it's Nisan, not Tishrei. For Shanim, it's like a Tishrei. A brand new year starts in Tishrei. But as far as Chadoshim are concerned, Nisan is considered to be the first month of the year. HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem, Rosh Chadoshim. The Gemara is going to bring it shortly. The Chsam Soifa, as you know, it's very customary when people write out checks or write out other things. So if it's January, they go and write 1-5-2014. Chsam Soifa never did that. He always wrote out the word January. He never did one. He said, how can you go and say one? It's not the first month. The first month is the Nisan. Therefore, he's very makbid. Of course, today with government forms and online, it's much more difficult. But at least when you're able to go and write the ganze word January, you used to write January instead of one. Anyway, so therefore the first month of the year is always Nisan l'chadoshim. Lu iburin. Now what means iburin? The Gemara in the Havamin assumes iburin means that the Bezin now decides whether we're going to be ma'aber the Shana. Kuli alma moida, the only way you can be ma'aber the Shana is by adding another chodesh Adar. You cannot add a chodesh Cheshvin, you cannot add a chodesh Tammuz. You have to make other Aleph, other Beis. So when the Gemara says now that Nisan is Liburin, the Gemara assumes in the Havamina that that's when the Bezin HaGadol will sit down and start making a decision, a determination, whether or not we're going to go and have an Ibiyur this year. We'll see the Gemara about this. Later the Gemara is going to change its mind, but that's the Havamina. The Truma Shkolim, as we know, Be'echod Be'odar Mashmiyam Al HaShkolim, that they used to go and collect together the Shkolim for the new Karbonos in the Beis HaMikdash. Which were the new Karbonos that they brought? The first time was in Chodesh Nisan. So they collected it in Adar to be able to bring the brand new Karbonos starting Rish Chodesh Nisan. That's what we mean the Truma Shkolim. Not that you give the Truma of the Shkolim, but that we use the Shkolim for purposes of the Karbonos.
We don't use the old Pishken.
Right, the brand new Pishken.
That's how we learned it in Yom.
Yeah, they are fine. V'yesham av Schiris Batim. The Schiris Batim means if a person goes and makes a lease with a landlord, that a person is, I'm leasing this apartment from you for the year. So the question is, what's the definition for the year? Okay, so from January to December. So maybe from Nisan until Uda. So what Rashi says is that what happens if a person, for instance, moved in Rish Chodesh Adar, the year ends at the end of Chodesh Adar, because Nisan starts a brand new year. By the way, if he moved in, let's say, on the second day of Adar, says Rashi, then he'd have the benefit of a full year. Why? Because nobody goes and rents an apartment for less than a month. A month is considered to be the minimum. So when a person says, I'm renting this for the year means until Rish Chodesh Nisan. So, Lehavdil, same thing would be Bam Goyim, that if it was December 1st, and you're saying, I'm renting the apartment for the year, it means from December 1st until December 31st, according to this Cheshvan. Because January starts a new year. So, Rish Chodesh Nisan starts a new year. So, if you write Rish Chodesh Adar, let's look at the Rashi. I don't think, you probably think I'm making this up. About 15 lines from the top, Av L'Schir is Batim. Hamaskir Bayis L'Chaveri. Someone who leases his house, an apartment to a Chaver. V'yom L'Shon Azu. And he says, for this year, Kol Tishinasei B'Echem Nisan. The year ends B'Echem Nisan. V'afil Leidor B'Ele Chodesh Echad. Even if he only had 1 month Dira, but the Gemara is going to see in the Amud Beis, but it's got to be a minimum of 1 month, because nobody leases apartments or flats or whatever for less than a month. We'll see Mitchum the Amud Beis. Okay, but anyway, let's get back to the beginning.
Sure, if he gives him money for the whole year.
Well, Grada Tois is asked, why don't you say Adom Mechichem? Tois is asked that question. Okay, so Dimori Yetzvait, Lechadoshim, Inolan, how do I know that Rish Chodesh Nisan and Chodesh Nisan is the first month for Chadoshim purposes? Dichsiv, Achodish Hazel Lechem Rosh Chodashim. Now, Lechoyra, that's already enough. That the Chodish Hazel, Chodish Nisan is Rosh Chodashim. It's the first of all the months. The problem is that the Pasuk doesn't say that we're talking about Chodesh Nisan. It just says, HaChodesh Hazeh, this month. Now, we all know from childhood, we all know Kadosh Baruch Hu appointed Levana, Kadosh Baruch Hu is taking out Yin from Mitzrayim. We all know that because we've been in this for many, many years. However, if you're learning Chumash for the first time in your life, this month is Rosh Chodesh. Which one is this month? Maybe it's now in Tishrei. Maybe it's now in Iyar. Maybe it's now in Tammuz. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying, this month that we're standing in today is Nisan, is the first month of the year. Rosh Chodesh. So I still don't know that this is Nisan. So maybe it's Taka Tishrei. Maybe it's Taka Nat Nisan. So therefore, we can't just end it over here. So we have to have a whole bunch of sukkim. Rishin hu lechem lechot yeshana, the first of the chodashim. Dabro kol adas b'nei kol adas Yisrael leimar bi'osa lechot yeshazeh. V'yichu lehem ish selaveis oveis selaboyis. Still don't know when they took the Korban Pesach. Maybe they took the Korban Pesach in Adar. Doesn't say yet. I still don't know it's Nisan. Maybe it's other. Maybe it's Iyar. But I have another pasuk. Shamayres Chodesh Aviv. What does the pasuk continue on by Chodesh Aviv? That in Chodesh Aviv, Shamayres Chodesh Aviv, Vosisa Pesach LaHashem LeKecha, Ki B'Chodesh Aviv, Tziach LaHashem LeKecha, Mitzrayim LeLoila. Oh. So now I have two psukim. One pasuk tells us that this month, I don't know which month it is, but this month is Rosh Chodeshim, and go and bring the Korban Pesach on the 14th day of the month. And, by the way, this month is the Chodesh Aviv month. How do I know? Because it says, Shomer Chodesh Aviv, Vasisa Pesach Hashem Lekecha. Now what means Aviv? Aviv has nothing to do with his father or her father. The word Aviv here means it's the month where the Tevua ripens. And in particular, Rashi says, the Tvua Bechira, meaning the earliest grain and the earliest Tvua starts ripening. Because all the Gemara say in Rashi refers to the fact that sometimes you have Bechira and Afela. Torah says, Kafilo say, right? Etc., like it says in the Torah. But anyway, beginning back to our Pasuk, so therefore, Ezeu Chodesh Yesh Be'aviv, which is the Chodesh in which the Tvua ripens, have you Oymez in this and that, Chodesh Nisan, April time, Nisan time, that's when you have the ripening of the Tvua, the Kari Le Rishon. And the Pasuk says, I'm sorry, Nachman. Why is subjective? Why?
Because the
one
is going to ask, because it's going to be here in a second.
About the Mazayim. Anyway, the assumption is that the ripening of a Tua is in Chodesh Nisan, and that's Chodesh Aviv, and you got to bring the Korban Pesach, Chodesh Zelechem Rosh Chodashim. Oh, it's the combination of the two Pesukim together. Frey, Zutimara, Ezeo Chodesh Yesh B'Aviv, Aviyam is in this. Vikar Le Rishon, Frey Timara, Ve'ema Iyar, maybe it's Iyar, because after all, not all of the Tvua ripens in Nisan. There's still a certain percentage that only ripens a little bit later in Iyar. So maybe that's what the Torah means by Chodesh Av. So it's more be'inan Aviv Veleka. Which one means be'inan Aviv Veleka? So if you look at the Rashi right next to the Gemara, be'inan Aviv Veleka, Shekvar Nigmara min Nisan, the early Tvua has already ripened from Nisan, the Ika Zara Afela, if there's anything which is late, which hasn't ripened yet, ain't zeh mocher, that's already not called Aviv. Aviv gives the distinction, gives the connotation of the early regular Tvua. If you're talking about late Tvua, yeah, dodos ken zayin, yeah, avada, the Tvua that comes late. But the normal, regular Tvua is not called Aviv. The late Tvua is called Afilois Haina, and then the Torah says Aviv, it means the earlier Tvua, dodos yishoyin nisim. Because other there's in fact some which even before Chodesh Nisan, Rashi says Ika Zara Charfa Hamisbak, Zara Charfa Mitacharifis. In other words, Zrizen Magdimen. You do have some Tvua that already sprouts and ripens already in Chodesh Adar. Says you might be in a Rav of Veleka. You're right, 5%, 10%, 20%. But Al Pi Rav, it's in Nisan, therefore Chodesh Aviv means Nisan. Frey Timar, Midi Roiv Aviv Ksiv. The Pasuk just says Chodesh Aviv. Don't say Chodesh Met Roiv. Just say Aviv. So there's also Chodesh Aviv. It is right to see you still don't have a concrete raya. Says Yimar, you're right. I don't have a concrete rayon. Therefore, let me try to find other rayos. Now, which is the Chodesh Shvi? Chodesh Shvi means Tishrei. Be asbachem etzvuas aaret. When you gather together the tefuah from the land, I don't understand. The tefuah all ripened back in Pesach time, and I'm only gathering it now in Sukkot time. Did I fall asleep for the last 6 months? But we know from many Gemaras that we've learned throughout that after they cut the tefuah, they didn't take it home. They used to go and spread it out in the field to go and dry out, because moist tefuah is very difficult to go and grind and to crush and to make into chalas and into cake and all the rest. You got to let it go and dry out of it. So they used to go and have sun-dried grain, and then they would go and sell it for more and say,
it doesn't rain at all during the summer.
Avad, it doesn't rain at all. Exactly. So they had, then they would go and sell it as organic sun-dried grain and charge two times as much. Anyway, but the point is, when did they finally gather all of the grain from the fields? When did it all dry out? Finally, by the end of Chodesh Elul, beginning of Chodesh Tishrei. What's up with Chodesh Tishrei? Because in Tishrei it starts raining. Even in Eretz Yisrael, once in a while it starts raining Sukkot time. Most of the time it's only after Sukkot, but occasionally it starts raining during Sukkot. But by that time, you got to gather everything, because if you leave it in the outside, you're going to defeat your purpose. The whole purpose of leaving it outside is going to dry up, and now it's going to get wet, and it's going to rot, and it's going to go and spoil.
The sun is a little weaker.
Yeah.
What about
the Chamishus
is when we say the rain starts, we start asking for the rain.
There where you're right, we start saying at that time the B'nai Eretz Yisrael go and start saying from Zayin Cheshvan, because they want the rain for the new Tvur.
They are praying for rain.
They're praying for rain. In other words, sometimes it rains before, most of the time it only rains later, and this is the time that the Chum instituted go and start being mispalted to the B'nai Shalom, should give adequate rain for the new season, for the crops which are growing. Usually what's happened by that time is you've already done your initial plowing, sometimes the initial seeding. Now Kodesh Baruch Hu let it rain, so that the rain should go and allow these seeds to sprout, and they should grow and become a good tefuah, a good crop for the season.
But the old tefuah is long gone.
Yeah,
you've already done Chadisha here.
Absolutely. So, bottom line is that Chamisha Usayim LaChadisha Shvi, which is, of course, Sukkis in Tishrei, but Asbachem is tefuah sa'aretz, that's the zman that you gather together the tefuah sa'aretz, and then the pasuk continues on that So it's the Torah is telling you when is Sukkot, on the 15th day of the 7th month. For which is the month that you go and collect together and gather the grain from the fields? And the aim is at Tishrei, because Tishrei is the time when you're concerned, it's going to rain. And the Pasuk says that that's Chodesh Shvi. So if that is Shvi, so let's go and count back 7 months, then obviously Nisan is the first month. Nisan Iyar Sivan Tammuz of El Tishrei. Tishrei is number 7. 15th day. El Chayra Guterai. Fakimor Ve'ema Mar Cheshvin. Maybe the 7th month is Mar Cheshvin. And what's the first month, not Nisan? Umay Shvi Shvi Li Iyar. Says Yimar, weren't you listening? We said Ba'asbachem, Be'ina Asif Veleka. And the month of Mar Cheshvin is too late to start gathering the tefuah. The month of Mar Cheshvin, you start already plowing and planting and sowing and being mispalled for rain. You collect all the tefuah in Tishrei, not in Cheshvin. Okay, fine, okay. Don't scream at me, okay? I got the message. Maybe from El, because after all, you don't want to wait till the last moment to start gathering the tefuah in Tishrei. You might get one of those early premature rains in Tishrei, so you start collecting already from Elul. And maybe Umay Shvi Shvi Li Adar. Maybe Udar is really Rosh Chodesh, the first, the Rosh Chodesh, the Pasuk HaChodesh Zel Lechem. Rosh Chodesh is referring to Chodesh Adar. 7 months later, Mainz El. Yes, there are, in fact, people that start collecting, and there are certain types of fruits or certain types of tefuah which already finish in El, so I might start gathering them early in El, taka, right? However, the rav of the gathering, it takes place in Tishrei time. The Torah just says, it doesn't say that you collect rav, it says when you collect. So in Chodesh El, we're also collecting. So I don't have a riot. Says the Gemara, absolutely right. I don't have a raya from the case of Chodesh Aviv, because midi roiv aviv ksiv. I don't have a raya from Ba'os Bechem, midi roiv asiv ksiv. Ella, so I have to leave now the Torah Kedosha, and I have to go to Nach. Elam Ravina, dov vizem etoyt esmoish Rabbeinu.
Why did because
there's some osif.
Because there's some
osif. Roiv twice. So many things, the Saimach and Roiv. And here the Gemara rejects out of hand the concept of Roiv osif.
Yeah, what the Gemara really means to say is I don't have a clear cut absolute riot. Because the word osif and the word aviv, Einachanami taka Roiv takes place in Nisan, and the Roiv osif takes place in Tishrei. But it doesn't say that this is the Chodesh, the exclusive month of aviv. It says a month in which you have the tvua that is ripening. And the Chodesh osif means the month that you're gathering, but this also you gather. So it's not 100% right.
No, because the Gemara is saying that Aviv doesn't necessarily refer to a month; it refers to tkufa, like it says by Noach. So a tkufa could be 3 months. So it could be any part of that period.
Of course, that's
then is then correct. But the problem is, it says Chodesh Aviv. So which is the Chodesh in that tkufa?
But it's saying it could be any.
So it could be one out of three.
One out of three.
Okay, good. Fine. Maybe. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu learned the mandor.
Kufa is by
Sukkot.
Kufa is Hashanah.
All right, fine.
I don't know if the Tersha Bel Peh, Kersha B'Ksav, ever has this thing of Kufa.
All right, anyway, since we don't have a clear-cut, 100% crystal-clear raya, we tell Moshe Rabbeinu learned the mandor, we didn't come all the mandor. So let's go and bring a raya from Tanakh, from Navi. And you'll see from Navi Bochshem, we're going to have wonderful rayas. In fact, the major rayas are going to be from Megillas Esther. And the Gemara is going to have four or five different rayas now, all the same rayas. Says the Gemara.
The most difficult. It's Ma'asim B'chol Yayin.
As was?
It's Halach L'Ma'asim. You see, we all know it anyway.
Exactly, but we want to find the Mokker in the Torah.
Yeah, Mokker, okay.
Okay. Anyway, it's Nirik Abol Amanu Vos Lehmen. Zok Timur Zaposik in Zecharia. B'yoyim Esrim V'arbo'a Li'ashti Osir Chodesh. Oh, Fush Day 2. It's the 24th day of the 11th month. So which is the 11th month? The Pasuk says, Uchoy Nishvat! Oh, Shvat! No, Shvat is 11, Udar is 12, that means Nisan is 1. So I have a very Shvat Pasuk that I measure Taka from, Rish Chodesh Nisan, that's the first Chodesh. Yeah?
Historically, though, this question, before we even come to this Pasuk, this question happened even before you come to this Pasuk. So
what do you mean? Before the Pasuk is Chayah?
Years later, saying, okay, here's a rhyme from this Pasuk.
Yeah.
But and before this pasuk happened in history, we didn't have the shaila. There's
no question about it that the Yidden in the Midbar knew which chodesh it is. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, "Bein haChodesh zeh lechem Rosh Chodeshim," they knew which chodesh it was. They looked at their calendars. The calendar said Nisan, so they knew, oh, this is Rosh Chodeshim. The question is, how do we know what they knew in the Midbar? There is unfortunately no records which are left, no diaries from any of the people who were in the Midbar that said that now in Nisan we got the Torah. So it's all be Kabbalah that we realize.
The names weren't even there then.
Oh,
Nisan was not even called Nisan.
So we have the Kabbalah, Messiah, that's the way it was. We're trying to find a biblical source, a pasuk in the Torah that tells us Beferish that that's Nisan is Rishchem.
It seems almost like unnecessary. The whole religion is based on Messiah.
Yeah, fine, but we still have Torah Shabbat. Torah Shabbat Pes, Taka Holy, Taka Zeg.
Gemara's looking for amendments, that's all.
Good, anyway.
By the way, but he has the Gemara in a few places, and until Yecheskel, how did they
know? Yeah, okay, but
the answer is, where's the Messiah Taka?
Good. Anyway, so this is Shvat. I have another right. Rabbi Ba'ula Oma Mehacha, Bati Lekach Esther, El Melech HaChashroi, Shal Beis Malchusoi, Ba'chodish Wa Asiri, Hu Chodish Teves, Bishna Hashev, El Malchusoi, Vizuk Tegavah.
Those names, Nisan, Ir, Sam, picks up in the Gubbal, or the...
Right, the names only came up later, yes. Yeah. We don't find it in the Torah. Or the Nisan, Ir, Sim, and the Shtaitnish in Torah. So now, in Megillus Esther, it says, B'chodesh wa Siri, B'chodesh Teves. No, if Teves is 10, then after Teves comes Shvat is 11, then Udar is 12, so Nisan must be 1. Oh, I get it right. Rav Kanam Mihocha, Barbu L'chodesh Hatshi'i, B'kislev, it's the... This is a pusik number 6 in Zecharia, Nachman Zecharia. It's the 4th day of the 9th month in Kislev. Oh,
but he's right that all these names, Tosfos Pri, all came from Babel.
No question about it.
Because that's what these names.
100%. You don't find the Torah B'chlal.
Find a different name. Remember, it says Chodesh Ziv.
Chodesh Ziv. Yeah.
It doesn't even say our names.
Right.
There's
okay.
Got a different name.
Okay. Anyway, so number 9 is Kislev, and again, if you start from this, Kislev is number 9. Revach beYankav u'Malchus Chanocha Pasik, and we go back Nochamul to the Megillah. VeYikaru Sofi HaMelech BaEisahi BaChodesh Shlishi Chodesh Sivan. It's Chodesh Shlishi and it's Sivan. So Nisan here. Sivan, right? That's the third month. Very good. Why do you want to go bring 5 or 6, 7 ayahs? Basically, right. Each one of them is just repeating it. Okay, anyway, Ravashi Umiyah. Nacharaya. Nachamu from the Megillah. He pulpur hu agiro. Lefne haman. And this is the best rye of them all. Also a pasuk in Megillah. It's a mistake that it's missing the number, or it's missing the tzigit zaychen. Also a pasuk in Megillah. The pasuk says b'chodesh rishon b'chodesh nisan b'shnashtei mesrei lemelech achshroish. People poor, etc. Anyway,
I have it. It's an Esther Gimel Zion. It's in number 8.
Number 8. Yeah. Okay, here.
All the way down there.
All the way down there. So this is, it's the same as the previous pasuk. So basically, if you go back 4 lines, this anayi gemurah to shteitish. Okay, good to say. But if you go back 4 lines, the hipal purhu agoyel is the same pasuk, and it's that's why I don't say it twice. B'chodesh rishon u'chodesh nisan b'shnashtei mesrei lemelech achashverosh hipal purhu agoyel lefnei haman miyom liyom u'chodesh u'chodesh nimasor u'chodesh adar. Anyway, so the first part of the pasuk, b'chodesh rishon u'chodesh nisan. Yeah, everybody. Greece. So therefore, it's very clear, first month, Nisan, period. If I have such a clear cut pasuk, why are they each one bringing, well, the 10th month is Azar, and the 11th month, and the 3rd month, and the 6th month, and the 10th month, the first month, and Nisan. Every Gemara. So my Rishon lemiltze. What means lemiltze? Says Rashi, lemiltze means lemase homon. In other words, this pasuk is telling us that Haman was mapel goyrol when b'chodesh rishon, in the first month of his terrible diabolical plan against Klal Yisrael, that month was the Chodesh Nisan, he was mapel poor, hu agoyrol, and the goyrol came out for Chodesh Adar, as we know, and then afterwards he says, oh, it's a good month because Moshe Rabbeinu died, and the Chazal say Moshe Rabbeinu was born.
But then there's no end, and all the rites are worthless.
Yeah, but all the others, apparently, they don't have such a connection to a Maaseh Shoyah.
But they're all part of the story. Yeah.
Okay, basically. Anyway, that's why they felt that this rite is Nishkazash Akarai. Freit Yimora V'tanedit. Okay, so now, Baruch Hashem, if anybody asks you in the street, how do I know Chodesh Nisan is the first month of the year? We would normally answer, Chodesh Zelechem Rosh Chodashim. The Gemara holds that that's not absolutely clear. It's not only based on Chodesh Aviv, it's not only Rav Aviv, but I have all these rayas from Tanakh and from the Megillah, that it's the first month. But now that we've established that that's not the first month, why doesn't it say it in our Mishnah? Our Mishnah that's going to pains to try to find every possible Rosh Hashanah, let it go and say, B'echad B'nisan Rosh Hashanah L'melachim V'lerigolim Ulechadoshim. He's only talking about years, he's not talking about months. And therefore, the year of a new melech, that's very important for the shtarais. That the, what is Chodesh Nisan, now it's year number five, etc. Same thing with the Golem, that the first regel for purposes of Baal Ta'achir, like we had later of Shimon, that's in Chodesh Nisan, that's year to year. This is yes for month.
So how come the Talmud doesn't deal with Chodeshim also? It seems like such an important thing that we need to establish as well.
But that's what the Gemara says. Our mission is talking about Shonim Kamayim, but Chodeshim Kamayim. He's only talking about annual things, not monthly things.
There's no halach relevance to Chodeshim.
For this purpose, no. There is none, but L'mushal L'schiris Batim has a big nafki minah.
It's also could be Shonim.
I mean, that could be
Batim. But it's a Shonim. Yeah, but the question, why did you have that in the Mishnah? Shtaris has a lot of
learning is very
important. All this could overlap with Shtaris, maybe that's why.
Overlap,
But I'm saying it's only really in learning, because when you learn Tanakh, The whole Chumash is full of dates of Chodesh Nisan.
But tells us, it doesn't tell us which one.
So it's very important to find out.
No question.
But it's not halacha l'maaseh.
No, halacha l'maaseh. It is halacha l'maaseh, yeah.
No, because of Batim.
Not only because of Batim. What happens if a person says, I'm a Kaddish, it's Isha al Manas, that Nisan is the first month of the year? That's it tonight. Yeah. I'm a Kaddish Isha Manas, and this is the first month of the year. If this is not the first month of the year, and the Kedushin is Chal, or the kinder are fine, and get to fine. And what happens if that woman were to live with somebody else? But if it turns out that Chodesh Nisan is not the first month of the year, Chodesh I is the first month of the year, or Chodesh Tishrei, so the Kedushin is not Chal, if she lives with somebody else, they're Pekulim, they're not Mamzayim, they're allowed to come Pekul. big, big ramifications.
Yeah, but the trouble with that story is that anything,
of course.
Whatever the Gemara is, Lamayin Afkamina.
You always have the Afkamina. 100%. Okay, next one of the Braisa. Yes, okay, Gabba.
The financial is dealing only with years and not the months. The whole purpose of the learning is the month, not the years, to know.
No, Nissan, you have to know that it's Rechmei. Yeah, it's
but,
Rosh Hashanah for Melachim.
The answer is this is not dealing with month, only with the year.
Okay, the Tana lost us for the Braisa.
Learning is the month.
Yeah. Our Tana and our Mishnah didn't want to be monopolize all Rosh Hashanah. It lost them support for the Braisa.
Tana Vishai.
Okay, anyway, let's go on Liburim. Liburim is number two. Liburim, Freitimar. Mean Nissan Manina. So remember, Rashi learned Pshat in the Havamina, not that we make two Nissans, Chulila, we make two Udars. So what does it mean that it's Rosh Hashanah Iburim? So Rashi learned that starting from Chodesh Nissan, the Bezdin can go and start calculating and making a determination whether or not we're going to make next this year, for next year, the coming year, whether they're going to make it into a Shonim Uberis or not. Frey Timora, Minisim Maninon, Batani Chodacha Braisa, Eim Abin Hashanah Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. You don't even start thinking about making a decision before Rosh Hashanah. The Imabruah, and if the Bezna Gadol issued a verdict, a psak, we're going to make this year into a Chodesh, into a year Mu'ober, Eim Mu'oberis is Gornish Vet. Am Neat Chak, if the Chachamim feel that there's tremendous pressure because of the climate that we have to add another month, no, Ma'abano Yisa, after Rosh Hashanah. You can start making the decision after Rosh Hashanah, but as we all know, Miyad, the Alva became, but nevertheless, Ma'abal al-Uda, but the actual implementation will be Uda time. So you can make decisions after Tishrei. Nuchzikis, everybody can get together, they Bez and Agudel, they can decide, is this year going to be a Shana Muberis or not? The actual implementation will be 4 or 5 months later when we're going to have two Udas. But what does our Mishnah say about Nissan? Nissan has nothing to do with this. It starts after Tishrei.
This place is very difficult because it starts off by saying you don't do it before Rosh Hashanah.
Right.
But then it says, Me'atchak, you do it after Rosh Hashanah.
Right.
He never disagreed with that. He just says you don't do it before Rosh Hashanah.
Okay, but apparently even after Rosh Hashanah, also not immediately, you should wait closer to Chodesh Udar. This is no.
I'm saying it doesn't say.
It doesn't say. You're right. Good. The previous price says from Nissan. My iburin hafsokas iburin. Oh, a totally different shot. What means hafsokas iburin? Hafsokas iburin means what happens if it's already at the end of Chodesh Udar and the Ruv by before Misiv Yerutzayin announced that it's going to be now Chodesh Nissan, and then the what do they call the Monday morning quarterbacks on Sunday morning or a Monday morning they start thinking, you know, it's not such a good idea to go and make Chodesh Nissan this week. We should really have one more month. We need more time in the field. The field, the Ketuvah is not totally ripened yet. Exactly. So let's go and push it off. Zogt unzi Gemara, once you've proclaimed that it's going to be Chodesh Nissan, it's already too late to go back and make a second Uda.
What do you mean proclaim
that? I'm just saying Avetel. It means that the Bezin. If you look at the Rashi, Hafsoka Siburin. The Rashi is about 10 lines higher than our Gemara. Shekim and Shekim Shuas Achoydish L'Shem Nissen. Once they said Mekudish Achoydish Nissen, Paska Shana Sha'ava, the old year is history. Melios Muberes Oid. Mekenshin and Shekim go and extend another month. Shein Rishoin Lasis Nissen. Order. Once we've called this new month Nissan, you cannot go and change the clock and say, no, it's order. Shekvar Nichlas Hashon Acheres, a brand new year, Legabi Chadoshim, Le'inyan Ibor. If it's not a brand new year for 5774, that'll be in Tishrei. But for purpose of Ibor, once you've, the Bezin has said, Mekudesh HaChodesh Chodesh Nissan, that's it, boys. You can no longer
make a second order. You already made Nissan.
Exactly.
It's finished.
Even though you haven't started saying Hallel yet. You haven't started, Reb Shol didn't even buy his kiddush yet. But the point is, once the Bezin says Mekudesh HaChodesh Nissan, that's it. So that's what the Mishnah, or the Braisa means when it says that Be'echad B'Nissan Rosh Hashanah Li'iburin, that once the Bezin has proclaimed that it's already first of Nissan, that it's now Chodesh Nissan, it's too late to be Ma'aber for the previous year. You could be Ma'aber next year. That's not a problem. You have to wait another year. But you cannot be Ma'aber anymore the previous year, because the previous year is Shon Gishtorm. That's already history.
And that's what, you know, one of the Melochim did.
Yeah.
And he made two Nissans.
Yeah. The Tanan, Mishnah, Hein He'idu Shema'abrin HaShona, that you can be Ma'aber HaShona Kol Ador. What means kol Adar? Adar means the entire Chodesh Adar until and including Chof Tes L'Chodesh Adar. You can still make a decision. We're going to add a new month. Shehayu Oimrim, because other Chachamim said that Ad HaPurim, you can only make that decision until Purim. After Purim is over, you can no longer decide to add a second month. You're stuck. After Purim, it's finished. So that would be different than our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says until Chodesh Nisan, in other words, until Chof Tes Adar. According to this Mishnah, the Chacham disagreed, and they said until after Purim. My time. What's the svar of the Amar of Purim?
It's Purim.
Why? Keeping the Amar Marshi Alim beHilchos HaPesach. Cutting the Pesach Shloishim Yoyim. Osses Azuli B'Chom Meitz. In other words, it's coming Purim time. Purim is of course 30 days before Pesach. That's typically what happens year to year. That Purim is 30 days before Pesach. Okay. So now on Erev Purim, on Purim, they're going to get together a whole Oilam, and they're going to start darshening. Rabbi Yisai start worrying about Pesach. Start cleaning. Start kashering. Start getting by your matzahs and making sure it's going to be Pesach in 30 days, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so then 2 weeks later they go and say, you know what, we give an extension, you get another 30 days. Oops, so what's going on over here? I heard Chief Rabbi Smith say Befeirish, and in 30 days is going to be Isser Chometz, is going to be matzah, and now you're pushing off 30 days. Ah, I think Rabbi Smith knows better than those other rabbis. They don't know what they're talking about. Chief Rabbi Smith has the longest beard in town. He's the biggest Talmud Chacham. I believe. So it's going to come out of the guns of Zilzil for Chacham. It's going to say, is this rabbi right? Is that rabbi right? The rabbis don't know what they're talking about. And therefore,
it's like you say to the Torah that this way, that way.
And you can go manipulating, you maneuver it. Exactly right. So therefore, until Purim, until they've gotten together with the Gantz Yachikalim, with the Gantz Droshes for Hilchois Pesach, people don't know yet when Pesach is going to be. However, once they've already announced that Purim Pesach is in 30 days, to start changing it, that looks like a zilzal. And that's why until Purim and not after Purim. The Idach, what are the other man diyama? In other words, our Mishnah and the Hein Hei Ido, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Fayez, that said until Chof Tes Adar, what do they do with this zilzal? The Idach, may the idea, the Shota Mabarta, Bechushman Italia Milza, the Savri Chushman Ehud, Le Solik Lurabon and Ada Inna. Reb Yeshua and Reb Afayis, the Hein Heidu, that said you can do it in the Gantz Chodesh Adar, says don't make Gantz Klal Yisrael for a bunch of idiots and Amaratzim. They all understand that when it comes to adding additional months to the year, that this is totally in Gantz Cheshboinus, intercalation. And everybody knows it is a Gantz Shvera Sugya. You can't just eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Yeah, let's make it into Chodesh Muberes. You are the Shana Muberes. It's not so simple. So they figured the reason why the Chacham started already darshening from Purim, they assumed that there was not going to be a Chodesh Mubaris, a Shonu Mubaris, but obviously they went and sat down and they made all the calculations and decided, yeah, you have to make, okay, Shlish Kefarlech, and there won't be a Zilzal after all. Okay.
Would this also apply if in the situation where they needed to do it earlier, like right after Tishrei? You say it's too late now, it's like it's set in stone, it's going to be a Shana Mubaris, so they could still have time to change their mind from other time.
You mean once they made a decision, would they go and change it back?
Yeah.
I think Mar doesn't address that. I assume that they have enough flexibility, just like they can add, they can also subtract, I assume, but I don't know. The Mar really doesn't address this.
But yet. Once it's Chodesh Adar, that's it, even if it's like...
So that's the Machlokes. Well, according to one man, the Yom, until Purim, they can make the final decision, and according to Rabbi Shubh Bafayis, and according to this Braisa, you can make the final decision until Chof Tes Adar.
At a point, meaning they could decide maybe a week before Zion order and then change their mind before Purim, you're saying?
Yeah, theoretically, yeah. That's right. They're working on it, then they come at decisions, they change
when
their mind.
When it gets better, the crop ripens, is not a need for it.
Yeah.
Also,
could be, yeah.
Too young. We had that in Sanhedrin.
Anyway, we get back to our original question, the Tana Didon. How come our Mishnah doesn't mention that? After all, it's a very important thing. L'hafsokas iburin. Our Mishnah, what it talks about, that this is Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah means something brand new, that we're starting something new. When you're talking about hafsok, it means that you're ending something old. Our Mishnah is not talking about ending, we're talking about beginning. It's a new beginning. That's why the Mishnah doesn't mention. Okay. Utrumah Shkolim. Utrumah Shkolim, that we start using the new Shkolim on Rosh Chodesh Nisan for the new Karbonos Tzibur. How do I know? I'm a Kratz, the Pasuk. Zois Oides Chodesh B'Chodshai L'Chodshai Hashana. So what's the right from this Pasuk? Omra Torah. Chadesh V'Havei Korban Mitruma Chadosha. Go and bring now for this Oilas Chodesh made from Bechodshoi, from the Truma Chadosha. But I still don't know which Chodesh this is. The Gamishana Shana may Nisan. The Chsif. We Nisim, we already know Rishon Ulechem Chodesh Hashana. That we already determined from the previous Gemara. That Rish Chodesh Nisim and Chodesh Nisim, that's the Rosh Chodashim, Rishon Ulechem Chodesh Hashana. And therefore, here it says the word Shana. Zois Oilas Chodesh B'Chodesh L'Chodesh Hashana. Here it says Rishon Ulechem Chodesh Hashana. So I learn Hashana, Hashana. They're just like the Rishon Ulechem is referring to Chodesh Nisim. The Pasuk Zois Oilas Chodesh B'Chodesh L'Chodesh Hashana is talking about Nisim. And the extra word Chodesh comes to tell you Chadesh Vavikar Metur Mechadosh. Good. If you're learning Shana Shana, let's learn from Tishrei. So therefore, in that Reishis Hashana is referring to the brand new year, which is in Tishrei. Here it says Hashana, there it says Hashana. Why do you learn Hashana from this and learn Hashana from Tishrei? Everything more, we're not just learning Shana Shana. We're learning Chodshi Hashana from Chodshi Hashana. The first pasuk says, Zois Eles Chodesh B'Chodshi L'Chodshi Hashana. By Nissan it says Rishon Ulechem LeChodshi Hashana. Ah, says the Gemara. Shana Sheishim Ochadoshim Donin. Shana Sheishim Ochadoshim. Shana Sheishim Ochadoshim. They done Shana Sheishim Ochadoshim. Shana Sheishim Ochadoshim. Here it says Chodshi Hashana. Chodshi Hashana. As opposed to learning Chodshi Hashana from the word Shana, because by the pasuk of Rosh Hashanah of Tishrei it just says Meireishis Hashana. We had Achris Shana. It doesn't say Chodshi Hashana. So therefore, I learned it up from this. Okay, very good. So Omer of Yunav Shmuel Karbanas Simba Boim Biach Benissen Mitzvah Lahavi Min Achadosh. Like we just said, what happens if you didn't by mistake or on purpose Bimhevi Min Hayashin, you bought from the old man base Yotze El Shechisa Mitzvah Lamaisa, you messed up, you weren't mekayim this mitzvah of the Chadesh Vahave Metrum Achadosh of the carbon is a kosher carbon. Tanam Yochi Takarai from a Brisa Karbanas Simba Boim Biach Benissen Mitzvah Lahavi Min Achadosh Vinei Min Hayashin Yotze El Shechisa Mitzvah. Okay. Now, Nushtik, the Yochid is not in Mishaloi. Ksherim, Uvach Yisrim Litzibo. Even though Bederach Klal, all the Kabbonis, they took the money from the Trumas Halishka, Ya'avad and Avada, if a person wanted to be generous and benevolent, and he said, you know what, I'm going to be Menadev, this Karban Tzibor, I'm going to go and pay for it, we will accept it, but it's got to be Sheyimsrim Litzibo, which means he says, it's not my carbon, it belongs to the tzibur. We don't want this person afterwards to go around and say, you know, the tumit today, that was my carbon. No, it was a tzibur's carbon. So you have to go and say 100% yimsereim litzibur. Frank Timur, pshita, what's the chiddush over here? Vitak, give it to the tzibur, so it's a carbon tzibur, what's the problem? So the imamah, say, malay mechashem, lo yimsereim, yofa yofa. Wish they'd done with it. The tzibur, yofa yofa. Even though he says, yo, I'm giving it to the tzibur, I'm giving it to the tzibur. But afterwards, he goes and tells his family and his friends, I give it to the tzibur, but I want you to know that was my carbon. That was Smith's carbon today. It wasn't Klal Yisrael's carbon. Kamash Malah, no, I'm not choishish. If a person says, I'm giving you the tzibur, I trust him, my machtis erlich fine. Break the Gemara, v'tani don nochemu, why doesn't our Mishnah bring all to the true mashkolim? Ef the Markim diktoni im hevi yotza, loy psikole. Here, there's a lechetchila and b'dieved factor over here. Because what happens if you didn't use the new Trumash column? We said in the price of b'dieved, Yoshin is also good. So our Mishnah is talking about all those things where there are no other options, no other alternatives, no backups, no replacements. It's got to be that way. That's not the case when it comes to Trumash Kolim, because Trumash Kolim, if you didn't use a new Trumash Kolim, you're over a mitzvah, but Lamais, it's still kusha. That's why Mishnah wanted something psikale, not something where there are lechetchilas and b'dievets. Right, the Yetzvayt is in the Brisa, v'yesham av v'schirus batim. What does that mean? So we already explained, Tana Rabban is in the Brisa. Hamaske b'ayis l'chaveri l'shona, moynishtem osa chodish miyoyim liyon. However, Imam of Shona, zuuu! Also, so the Braisa tells us something very simple. If the contract says that I am leasing this apartment to you for a year, then everybody agrees it's a full year. But if he says I'm leasing it to you for this year, what means this year? So by the Goyim, by the solar month, if you say December 1st for this year means till the end of 2014. Because January is already 2050, is lehavdil by the Yidden. What the Gemara is telling us is, since the new year for these purposes starts in Nisan, even though for other purposes it starts in Tishrei, but for these purposes starts in Nisan. Therefore, if you are maskin by the chaverah, if you just say lishana stam a year, if you are lishana zuf for this year, even if he started the lease on Rosh Chodesh Adar 30 days before the end of the year, a month later, also lishana, and that's it. and he's got to move out unless he gets an extension on his lease. Yeah. After all, there is a man diyama holds yerban. Where did we have this yemechad b'shana? Taka by malachim. Then what happens if a melech was a melech for a day? He became melech on Choftes Adar, and that was his first year. And now it's Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Now it's year number two. Also, you see the yemechad b'shana chashiv shana. So what happens if a person leases an apartment on Choftes Adar l'shana zu? Would you say he only gets one day? Nobody's going to go and bring the ganze U-Haul truck and the ganze movers to go moving all his furniture for one day, and the next day he moves out. Well, that's a hamishigas. A minimum of 30 days, about one day. So therefore, that's what the Brais is telling us of the Schiris Bat. Why don't you say, if he said the Shonazu, he means for Tufshin Ayin Dalid, and therefore Tufshin Ayin Dalid ends on Choftes El. Why do you say that it ends in Choftes Ador? It doesn't make sense. Everything more is tamki ogar inish beisa the kuli yoyim is moisek shomim ogar. Ah, when a person rents a house, rents an apartment, he rents it by the season. Why is he rented by the season? Because nobody wants to be thrown out into the street in the middle of rainy, snowy, cold weather. So it wouldn't make sense for a person.
Right now, it's the leasing season. All landlords know April is the leasing season now.
Leasing season. Oh, yeah. It starts from April and through the whole summer.
Until after the winter.
Oh, it's after the winter, people start moving. It's not only for leasing, it's also for sales. If you follow, all the brokers start getting out all those for sale signs starting in April, May. People then look at the apartments and the houses in June, July. They buy it by August, and September they move in.
Nobody wants to move middle of the winter.
Exactly. This is cold. This is gefroren. This is leibedik. Exactly. 100% right. So therefore, it wouldn't make sense for a person to go and lease his apartment till Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. What is he going to do Chodesh Tishrei? Now it's cold. I'm going to start looking for an apartment now. What happens if I don't find an apartment? They're going to go and charge me 2-3 times. Doesn't make sense. So therefore, it makes much more sense that a person took it for the whole winter. Winter ends April time, when now it's this, and now it starts getting sunny and warm and gishmak and fine and vile. That's when you start looking for new apartments and new houses. Aha. Okay. Prek Dimora, the Tanakama de Braisa. After all, the Braisa says, V'yesh Omrim. So the Tanakama apparently doesn't agree. V'tana Dunan Nunzra Mishnah. Why doesn't it say that Nissen is Rosh Hashanah L'Schirus Batim? Everything more about Nissen. Nami Mishkach Shchiach Kitri. The word Kitri means clouds. That even Nissen time, it can also be cloudy days. What the Gemara means to say is, again, for us here in New York, it's hard to imagine, because here it's already in the middle of May, and in the middle of June, July, August, it can pour, and you can have downfall 100%. But we all know in the Mediterranean countries, in Eretz Yisrael, and the countries Arum and Arum, usually it doesn't rain from approximately Nisan until Tishrei. During those 5-6 months, it usually doesn't rain. But there are times, of course, that it does rain. In fact, last week, it rained. There was a downpour on Tuesday and Wednesday, a real heavy rain in Yerushalayim, and it was in Nisan. So what does the Gemara mean to say from this, or maybe even the right beginning of the year? So what the Gemara means to say is, Zok Gemara, Nisanami Mishkach Shchiach Kitri, clouds. And Rashi says, not only clouds, when there's clouds, there's usually rain. Right? What's the expression? If there's smoke, there's usually a fire. And if there's clouds, there's usually rain. So the point is that Gishom was still going to come down. So therefore, our Tana and the Tana of the Braisa, the first Tana of the Braisa, hold that I'm not so sure that Rosh Chodesh Nissan is Rosh Hashanah V'Schiris Batim, because a lot of people don't want to be out in the street at the beginning of April. I'm going to wait until May. I'm going to wait until June, because it might still rain in April or May. Okay, now we continue on with our Mishnah. We finished the Braisa, and we've finished now Nissan. Now we're on to Biachad Be'elul, Rosh Hashanah L'Maser Be'imam. First day of El is Rosh Hashanah for Maser Be'ima. What means Maser Be'ima? If a person had 10 new animals that were born in his flock, then you look from Rosh Chodesh El to the next, in other words, until Choftes of. During that year time, you had 10 animals which were born. You got to go and take one of them up to Yerushalayim and bring it for a carbon. Then a Maser Be'ima. What happens if you only had 9 animals born until Rosh Chodesh El? And then Rosh Chodesh El, on Beis El, Gimel El, you had a 10th animal born. That's already the new Cheshbon. That's already the new year. So then you start adding it to the new year. If in the previous year I only had 9, I don't have to give Maser because I only had 9. So Rosh Chodesh El, that's when the new year begins for Maser Be'ima. Okay. Now this is a machlokes in our Mishnah. Be'echad be'el Rosh Hashanah l'masim b'heima. But the Mishnah continues on. Reb Luz v'Reb Shimon oimrim be'echad v'tishrei. Machlokes. What is the Rosh Hashanah for masim b'heima? Okay. Zuti mar mani remehi. Who's the Tana that holds be'echad be'el l'chayis remeir? How do I know that not? Remeir oimrim be'echad be'el Rosh Hashanah l'masim b'heima v'lirgot. I'm sorry. Masim b'heima. So I have here, Seyd Gimel, Echaba Mishnah, Remeir says, Be'echad be'el Rosh Hashanah l'masim b'heima. Aha. Okay, it's very clear, that's Remeir. So our Mishnah doesn't say Remeir, Mishnah just says Be'echad be'el, but I have another Mishnah that says Befeish Remeir, so our Stam Mishnah, the word Be'echad be'el, does Remeir. Okay, so Freit Dimariyat, Vilar Golem, at the beginning of the Mishnah.
Kama?
What is it? Kama.
After Behema is not either comma or semicolon, or even a period. Good. Now that was Masa Behema. What about Leregolim? Mani, that was Reb Shimon. How do I know Regolim was Reb Shimon? Because remember we had a few days ago in the Gemara, we had in the Braisa, five man di yomrim, when is the din of Balti Acher? The Tanakhama said, any three Regolim in any order. Reb Shimon, which is Reb Shimon by Yechoy, which is soon going to be his Yomadi Lula, he has said it has to be Kisidron, which could be up to five regalim. And then we had Ramaya that says it's one regal, Uvasa Shema Vavesem Shema. And then we had Rablazim and Yankov that said it's 2 months, because it's Levad Mi Moyadechem, Moyadechem Stam Miyadra Mishnayim. And then we had the final one, the Yom was Rabluz Rab Shimon, the son of Rab Shimon by Yechoy, they said that it's Chagas Sukkis Goyrim, which means it's not one regal, it's not three regalim, it's Sukkis. If you made a native before Sukkis, go and bring it before Sukkis ends. If you made it after Sukkis, you can have a gansiyu until the next Sukkis. Okay, but anyway, so you had a five-way machlokes. Why did the Gemara bring that five-way machlokes? Because the Gemara said that mani mas nisin, it's Reb Shimoni. Since our Mishnah is Reb Shimon, what does it mean that nisin is Rosh Hashanah l'regolim? What does that mean? Regolim, there are three regolim. You have Sukkis, you have Pesach, you have Shavuos. What says Nissan is Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah means Libid Reb Shimon that says Baal Ta'acher. You start counting from Chag HaMatzos. Because it says the Bazi Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos. So that's the Rosh Hashanah starting from Nissan. Rashi points out, as we'll see in the Gemara shortly, that it's not really from Rosh Chodesh Nissan, it really means from Tesvav Nissan. Tesvav, which is in the first month of Nissan, that's Rosh Hashanah, that's the first of the three regalim in that order for purposes of Baal Ta'acher. Anyway, so what do I see from that previous Gemara? That the regalim at the beginning of the Mishnah, when it says Be'echad ben Nisan Rosh Hashanah l'melachim l'regalim, that was Reb Shimoni. And now in the middle, Be'echad be'el, you're saying that's Remeir. Eima Sefer, what does it say after Be'echad be'el Rosh Hashanah l'masa b'heim? It says Reb Luz Reb Shimon Oimim, Be'echad be'tishrei is Rosh Hashanah l'masa b'heim. So kum d'chois, the Reish of the Mishnah is Reb Shimon. This Sefer of the Mishnah, meaning this shtickle, is Reb Shimon. Umetzias Reb Meir. Reb Meir is kind of swallowed in the middle between the two Reb Shimons. It's not Mestavet. How could that be? Amr of Yosef, Nishkefel, Rabbi, Benosav Alim and Tanoi. It's the Mishnah is not Reb Shimon, the Mishnah is not Reb Meir, it's Rabbi. After all, the Rabbi is one that codified the Mishnayos. And therefore, in the halach of regalim, savalok Reb Shimon, he passed like Reb Shimon that what the be'echa benisin of Shoshana le regalim. Why? Because he agrees to Reb Shimon that for purpose of Baal Ta'acher, the first of the three the regalim starts Chag HaMatzos. Good. And that's why he soys him in the Mishnah, and he just says be'echa be'el Rosh Hashanah l'masa b'ayim, because he holds like Reb Meir. Freit Dimara, ihachi arba chamisha have. If that's the case, then I have five Rosh Hashanim. I don't have four Rosh Hashanim. How do I have five? So let's look at the Rashi, the Cheshon of Ihachi. Rashi in the middle of the Amud, it's about 10 lines higher than our Gemara. Ihachi, the Chad Gavra Amr Lamas Nisin. It's all Rebbe speaking. And one halach is like one Tana, and one halach is like the other Tana. Then Chamish Rosh Hashanim Ninu. How do you have five? Echad Benisin, that's Rosh Hashanah Limlochim. V'tesva benisin is Rosh Hashanah l'irgolim, it's 2. Echad be'elel is Rosh Hashanah l'mas b'haima, it's 3. Echad b'tishrei, for all those things in the Mishnah, l'shonim, l'shmitim, l'yoivlois, l'arla, etc. is number 4. V'tu b'shvat is number 5. Up to 5 altogether. So hanicha imukmas lola reisha k'reb shimin. If you would say, like we thought initially, says Rashi, like Reb Shimon, that the first halacha of Lirigolim means Reb Shimon, not Rebbe, no Reb Shimon. Shop it, then it's okay. Till the day Arbonim, because in fact then we have 4. Why you have four? To lastly, echad be'elul. Because Reb Shimon, Reb Luz, Reb Shimon both agree that Masa Behem is be'echad betishrei. Echad betishrei I have anyway for the other Rosh Hashanah purposes. So I take out elul, and then I have four. How do I have four? You have Rosh Chodesh Nissan is l'mulachim. Chamishu Zemanissan is l'regolim. That's Reb Shimon. Leave out elul. Echad betishrei is for all those Masa Behem and for Shanim and Shmitan and Yovelis, etc. And Tu B'Shvat is like we had for Ilonois. As a Bazoi, then it's good for Elichad Tanam, Rinnon, then it's Kasha, then you have five altogether. Because you have Shchodish Nissen, Tesvav Nissen, Echad Be'el, Echad betishrei, Shvat, I have five.
Why don't we say
Nissan is because when the Gemara says, when Mishnah says that Nissan is Rosh Hashanah Lirgolim, Rish Chodesh Nissan is not Rosh Hashanah Lirgolim, the regal doesn't start on Rish Chodesh Nissan. It's very rare, almost impossible, that Pesach should fall out on Rish Chodesh Nissan. Because then you'd have to have in Yalav Yubay, you'd have to say both Rish Chodesh and Chag HaMatzis, you wouldn't know which one you should say first. It'd be very confusing. But so therefore we always push it off the 15th day of the month.
And distinguishing, I mean, because it's all Nissan, and the fact that...
That's going to be one of the Gemara's Tirutzim. But the Gemara assumes that if you're saying this is Rosh Hashanah, what means Rosh Hashanah? That this is the first of the three regalim for Baal Ta'achah purposes. It certainly doesn't start from Rosh Chodesh. It starts from the Yontif itself. That you got to start bringing Vliro upon a Rekam. Bring all of your Kabbonis today on Yontif of Matzis. If you don't bring a Pesach, bring in Shavuos. If you don't bring in Shavuos, bring in Azukis. So you see that Rosh Hashanah regalim means on Tesvav Nissan. It doesn't mean from Rosh Chodesh. That's what the Gemara is assuming at this point.
And also, then why do we, if we're saying that it's one time, it's Rebbe, why do we say that he also makes that distinction between Tesvav? I mean, is that just a given? Everybody makes a distinction with the Golem, that there's a difference between Tesvav and...
The only one that holds that Nissan is Rosh Hashanah, Lir Golem is Reb Shimon, and possibly Rebbe if he paskins like Reb Shimon. All the other Tanoim don't hold that way, because in that Braisa that we had the five Tanoim, for instance, the Tanakama that said that it's any three regalim in any order, so then the Rosh Hashanah regalim could be Shavuos, in other words, Sivan. It could be Rosh Hashanah is Tishrei, when you have Sukkis, because Baal Ta'acher is any three Yom Tov. The fact that it says Rosh Hashanah regalim is Nisan means that you start as number one for your three regalim, you start off at Pesach, then Shavuos, and then Sukkis, and after Sukkis, if you didn't bring it, you're oiv about the acher, and according to Rava, every single day, b'chol yoyim v'yoyim, you're oiv about the acher. But according to the Moshe Latanik Kamas and Ishtamas, if I started, I made my neder, for instance, Shavuos time, so Shavuos passes, and I didn't bring it, Sukkot passes, I didn't bring it, Chag HaMatzis passes, I didn't bring it, so therefore your Rosh Hashanah started on Chodesh Sivan, didn't start on this. So it's only according to Reb Shimon. So for the Gemara yet, the Chayyim have five. Every day Gemara Amar Rava Arba'a LeDivrei HaKoyel. The Reb Meir Arba'a Dal Regalim. The Reb Shimon Arba'a Dal Ma'asa Behema. So Rava comes up with a very, very nice pshat, and he says the lowest common denominator according to everybody is that there are four. You're right, there are five dates in the Mishnah, but according to every Man D'Yama, there are only four out of that five. Why are there only four out of that five? Because according to Reb Meir, you only have four. What are the four? Dal Regalim. Why does Remeir take out Regalim? Because Remeir was one of the five Tanoim in that Braisa that we had before. And Remeir holds that it's only one Regel. Uvasa Shama, Vahavesim Shama. If you mess up and don't bring it the first Regel, you're Oyver Baal Ta'acher. Ah, so therefore the Din Baal Ta'acher is totally in one Regel. So he doesn't hold that it has something to do with Nissan. It has nothing to do with Pesach, and nothing to do with Shavuos, and has nothing to do with Sukkot. One out of those Yom Tovim, and you're over about to ach.
So we don't even have a Rosh Hashanah Regalim.
It doesn't exist according to Remeir. Exactly right. Exactly right. In fact, the only one that holds it is Rosh Hashanah Regalim is only Reb Shimon. Nobody else holds it is Rosh Hashanah Regalim. So according to Remeir, leave out the 15th of Nissan. Oh, if you leave out the 15th of Nissan, so then you have Echad Benissan is L'Melachim is number one. Echad Be'el is Masa Behaim is number two. Tishrei is four. Shonim, Shmitim, Yovlis, etc. is number three. Tu B'Shvat is number four. Oh, I got four. Excellent, Bar Meir. L'Reb Shimon, I also have only Arba, because Dal Masa Behaim. Because although Reb Shimon holds of Rosh Hashanah Lir Golem, so therefore Nissan is two. Rosh Chodesh Nissan is one. Tesvub B'Nissan is two. But then he leaves out Chodesh Elul. Because Chodesh has nothing to do with Gunish. Chodesh Tishrei is Masa Behema, and Shonim, and Shmitim, and Yoivus. So that's three, and Tu B'Shvat is number four. So each one of them If you add them all together, they're five. But each one, the Shittasa, you only have four.
Rebbe himself holds five.
Enochanami.
Shimon does hold the Maizah Behemoth, just not Rosh Chodesh Elul. He says Rosh Chodesh Tishrei.
I'm sorry, once he. Avadi holds it, this Rosh Hashanah Maizah Behemoth. The question is, when is that Rosh Hashanah Maizah Behemoth? We have that Machlex in the Mishnah.
Because how do you count when an animal is born? It has to be some cutoff date.
100%. So according to Ramey, the cutoff date is Echad Be'elul.
Right.
And according to Reb Luzon and Reb Shimon, the cutoff date is Bechad Be'Tishrei. That's the Feish of the Mishnah. So therefore, according to him, you leave out the Elul, because Elul has no religious significance for our purposes. Therefore, you only have four altogether. Aha. Ranach B'Yitz, not Frey Timar, a new Teretz. Ranach B'Yitz, I have a new Teretz. Arbo Chadoshim Ubehen Kama Rosh Hashanim. Which is really Rabbi Blum, which is your Teretz of before. That even though they taka five Rosh Hashanim, Maskim, but the five Rosh Hashanim fall out in 4 months. Because the first two, the Rosh Chodesh Nissen and the Tesva of Nissen, are both one, they're both Chodesh Nissen. And therefore we go after the Arbo Chadoshim Ubehen Kama Rosh Hashanim. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, yeah.
And Be'emesin, the Epshar of Nachma Yitzchak L'Chodesh Timt with the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah Taka doesn't say that Rosh Hashanah Rosh Chodesh Nissen is L'Melochim and Tesvav Nissen is L'Regolim. Therefore, it's Mashnah Taka, those two go together. The Chodesh Nissen is both L'Melochim and L'Regolim. How could that be? Like Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, and like you were saying, that Chodesh Nissen has both.
Also,
good, yeah, when you go through the Shas, everything goes, it's always repeated.
I'm saying here in Rosh Hashanah.
Okay, fine, good. Anyway, so bottom line is Arbo Chadoshim and Kama Rosh Hashanah. Fine. So that's an easy test, right? So this is only counted once, not counted twice. Sholem Ayisra.
The Mishnah says Bechad Benisan.
Bechad Benisan L'Melochem U'L'Regolim.
Yeah, so it says Bechad Benisan.
Yeah, so that's Shver according to everybody. And according to Rava, that says that the five, that one is Rosh Chodesh and the other one is Tezvav, it's also not Rosh Chodesh. It's Lav Dafka. So according to Nachman, it's also Lav Dafka. Good. Anyway, makes very deep mariyat. Shisha also benisin. Rosh Hashanah leoimer. Shisha besivin. Rosh Hashanah lishtei alechem. I got new Rosh Hashanah. Baruch Hashem. Every minute I get a new Rosh Hashanah. Wow, you have to get a new Rosh Hashanah card. So what's the shisha also benisin? Rosh Hashanah leoimer. What means leoimer? Did you bring the carbon oimer on the second day, which is really the first day of Chol HaMoed of Pesach? From that point on, Chodesh becomes mutter. Everybody's allowed to eat from the new grain. Same thing with shisha besivin, which means on Shavuos when you bring the shtei alechem, it's also a grace of Rosh Hashanah.
So
because until that point,
really a new year, because anything that's nishtadish later, you have to wait a whole year. So it is the God Rosh Hashanah.
I'm a maskim, no problem. The bryce is right.
Why is the shtei alechem such a...
What's so important about that? Because halacha is just like Bamedina, you're allowed to start using the new grain, starting from the Karban Oimer on Pesach. In the Beis HaMikdash, they continued using the old chitim grain until Chag HaShavuos. Chag HaShavuos, they brought the Shtei Alechem. From that point on, all the Karbonis Mincha of chitim, in other words, the Mitzvah Chodesh, I'm sorry?
That was the first Chodesh in this.
That's exactly right. So therefore, Chodesh has two rules. Ba'medina, the Chodesh becomes Mutter on the second day of Pesach, and the Chodesh in the Beis HaMikdash becomes Mutter on Shavuos. So therefore, it's Chodesh Rosh Hashanah. Machagantza Taram Rosh Hashanah Rosh Hashanah. Why isn't that mentioned in our Mishnah? Is L'Rava Lisni Shisha? According to Rava, add two more instead of four, it should be six. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Lisni Chamisha. Only add one. Why should he only add one? Because since Shisha Asa Ben Nisan is Rosh Hashanah L'Oimer, so that also falls out in Nisan. Rav Nachman Yitzchak already said that anything that falls out in a month is all considered to be 1 month. Okay, so Chodesh Nissan will have three Rosh Hashanim. Rosh Chodesh Nissan will be L'Melachim. 15th day of Nissan will be L'Regolim. 16th day of Nissan is going to go and be for the Halach of Chodesh. So it's only 1 month. But add one more, and according to Rav, add two more. Amar Papa, ki kachoshim midi dechayim me'orta. You know why a Mishnah leaves out these two? Because these two don't start in the evening. They only start during the day. When can you be makriv the karban oimer? During the day. When can you bring the shtei alechem? During the day. And therefore, that's why we can't go and call it a new Rosh Hashanah, because our Mishnah is only talking Rosh Hashanah, which starts in the evening, like a regular yontiv, like a Rosh Chodesh, like a Rosh Hashanah. Everything starts the night before. Shtei alechem and the din of karban oimer don't start the night before. It's in the morning. After all, the whole regolim is going to be bal ta'acher. When can you bring your karbanis during the day? It's just the exact same thing. Every morakim and such, you should tzorach lasuya meikara Or kim tzarach lesuya mei karim mechayev v'koyev. What's the main thing Gemara says on? Gemara means to say is the karban oimer chiyuv only begins in the day of the first day chol hamoed Pesach. The chiyuv of bring the shteir lechem only begins on Shavuos. The chiyuv to go and bring your karban is as soon as you said harei olai karban zu or harei zu. Then the chiyuv of bring the karban starts immediately. The Torah gives you some leeway and says you don't have to rush to Yerushalayim. After all, you have to take care of business and clothing. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, I give you an extension. You can wait until one yontif, two yontif, three yontif, each man diyam leshitase. But the chiyuv already started even before yontif. It's already, like the Gemara says, is already v'koy. Me'ikar m'chay v'koy. So therefore, the eve of Yontif, in other words, Leil Yontif, you're already m'chuyiv. It's not only now you're m'chuyiv. You're already m'chuyiv that day. You're m'chuyiv already yesterday. 3 days ago. 6 months ago. Whenever you made that neder, you're already m'chuyiv then. Shtei Alechem and the Korban Oim only starts tomorrow. But the Chiv, Baal Ta'achar, started a long time ago. Not the Baal Ta'achar, but the process to the Baal Ta'achar, the Chiv,
to bring
the
car. You can say at night.
Sure.
It's chal. So immediately you're m'chuyiv.
Exactly right. Okay. Freight tomorrow, but let me ask you another question. The next case of the Mishnah, which we haven't really gotten to yet, is Be'echa B'Tishrei, is Rosh Hashanah L'Shonim, L'Shmitin Uli Yoivlois. And the Gemara assumes at this point, when does Yoivl begin? By Tkiya Shofar on Yom Kippur. Why does it start at the Kiyah Shofar? Because the Pasuk says, "B'yom Kippurim, tafiru shofar b'chol ha'aretzachem, v'kidashtem eish nasachem ishim shana, u'krosim dror ba'aretz l'chol yeshveha," that liberty call out in the whole world, because it's Yovel Yom.
That's not Orta, that's already Orla Yod Aleph.
It's not only Orla Yod Aleph, it's on Yom Kippur itself. It's Yom Kippur Day. Okay. So the Gemara is saying, if our Mishnah reckons that as part of the Tishrei Rosh Hashanah,
Shofar we do nowadays at the end.
Yeah, that's a zeichet to that. So now the question is, if that blowing of the shofar, that's the official beginning and start of the Jubilee year, that also started during the day. It didn't start me, or it didn't start the night before. In fact, according to what the Gemara is saying, the first 9 days it wasn't Rosh Hashanah. It wasn't Yovel year. It's only starting on Yom Kippur itself. When did Rosh
Hashanah?
According to this shtick, we're not finished yet. And if that's the case, is a chvaita just like Karban Oimer and just like the Shtei Alechem that you bring it a day? So you're going to tell me maybe you can blow the shofar at night? You can't blow the shofar at night. It says by Yom Kippurim Taviru Shofar B'chol Ha'aretzachem on the Yom. Not Leil Kippurim, it's Yom Kippurim. It's a right very Yovel, it's Lechayim Meyar Tavik Achoshim, it's mentioned in our Mishnah. Everything Gemara Bishmol Ben Amir Reg Reg. Our Mishnah doesn't go according to the Chum, it goes according to Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yochim Abraika, the Omar, Mi Rosh Hashanah Chayil Yovel, that ain't Achanam is Taka Chayil, Taka from Leil Rosh Hashanah, when we start singing, ah, da, 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 da. Not only is it Rosh Hashanah, that now it's now year 5774, now Yovel year, as soon as you start the singing of Mariv on Leil Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so therefore that's why Yovel is mentioned, and the Shtei Lechem Karban Oimer is not mentioned. Another teretz, Rav Shishu Rav Yidi Omar, you know why Karban Oimer and Shtei Lechem is not mentioned? Ki kachosh immediately toli b'masa. Toli b'masa loy kachosh. Our Mishnah is talking about things that happen automatically on the clock. That as soon as the calendar hits Rosh Chodesh Nissan or Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, etc., Rosh Hashanah. Here, what causes the heter for Chodesh Ba'Medina? The bringing of the Karban Oimer. What starts the heter of Chodesh in the Beis Hamikdash? The bringing of the Shtei Lechem. So you got to do a Maisa. No. What happens if they didn't do that Maisa? Then L'chay L'gabi Karban Oimer doesn't stim because it's Be'etzim Ayom Hazeh. Fine, but L'chad Chilei you got to go and bring the card.
Till the end of the day.
Yeah, till the end. What's a machloik? It's the end of the day, the first part of the day. What's up to
you?
Right, exactly right. Exactly right. Yom Anaf Kulei Yosef. Exactly right. Anyway, but the point is that L'chad Chilei is supposed to do it tied to the card. But if he didn't bring the card, L'chay, it's not going to be Rosh Hashanah this year. So you won't. So that's why the Mishnah doesn't mention it, because it's totally the mice. In fact, Mavari Golem is ultimately totally the mice. V'kachoshiv. What does he mean to say? He means to say, when are you going to be over on the din of Valta Acher when you don't bring your carbon? So the bringing of the carbon is also a mice. So it's tied to a mice. So why don't you go and leave that regolem? Everything more Valta Acher, Memelechai. No, you're wrong. Here you're talking about the bringing of the you have to bring the carbon of Omer to be Mata the Chodesh. You have to go and bring the carbon of the Shtelech and the Mata Chodesh by Beis Hamikdash. But it's not that you go and bring the carbon and not to be Oyver the Din of Baal Ta'acher. The Chiyuv of Baal Ta'acher, says Rashi, you already had from Mikidash Yom, already from the night before. And like the Gemara said, Bemison, you had the mitzvah of bringing the carbon as soon as you said Hari Alai, which could have been a week ago, could have been a month ago. So therefore, that mitzvah already preceded. So it's not dependent on a maisa. It's dependent on his taking upon himself, bringing the carb. So therefore, that is mentioned. The other thing is not mentioned. And now, according to this Teretz, Igmar again assumes in the Havamina that it's only in Yom Kippur with the blowing of the ram's horn. Is a chvaita tali in a maisa blowing the shofar. And again, the same Teretz, Shmuel ben Berakhi, that what does Shmuel ben Berakhi hold? That it's already from Rosh Hashanah, has nothing to do with blowing the horn, and therefore it's already from the eve of Rosh Hashanah. For Rav Ashi Omar, a brand new teretz. Rav Ashi is going back. Why does the Mishnah say four? Didn't we say that there are five altogether? So we had the teretz of Rava, we had the teretz of Nachman Yitzchak, now we have the teretz of Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi Omar, Arba Rosh Hashanim Haim, Shehaim Ba'arba Rosh Chadoshim. The reason why the Mishnah says that there are four Rosh Hashanahs, because the four Rosh Hashanahs all are the four Rosh Hashanahs that are Chal on four Rosh Chodeshes. And therefore, that's why Tesvav Nisan is not counted. Because although it's Taka Rosh Hashanah, but it's not a Rosh Chodesh, it's a Tesvav. So how do we have four altogether? The Echad Ben Nisan we have Limalachim. Skip Lirigolim because that's not Be'echad Ben Nisan, that's Tesvav Ben Nisan, so skip that. Then we have the Echad Be'el is Ma'aseh Behaima. Echad Betishrei is Fashanim, Shmitim, Yoglis. And then Rosh Chodesh Shvat is going to be number four. So you have four Rosh Hashanim that fall out on four Rosh Chodeshes. Freiti Mora, that's going to be very problematic. Because the fourth or the fifth, whichever way you count it, the last one in our Mishnah is the Machloike Bisham Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai is the one that Taka says that is Rosh Hashanah is on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. But what does Beis Hillel hold? Chamisha Usa. Tu B'Shvat! If that's the case, according to this Teretz of Rav Ashi, Rabbeinu HaKadosh was Masada, the Mishnah, Aliba, the Beis Shammai. That according to Beis Shammai, you have four. But according to Beis Hillel, you don't have four. According to this Cheshbon, it's got to be Rosh Hashanah, the fall out of Rosh Chodesh. According to Beis Hillel, you only have three. Because only three fall out of Rosh Chodesh. Nisan falls out of Rosh Chodesh, Elul and Tishrei. But Shvat doesn't fall out of Rosh Chodesh, it falls out of Chamish Usa. Is Chzeh Shver Teretz? Freiti Yemora, Be'echa B'Shvat ki Beis Shammai. Is Rabbeinu HaKadosh passing like Beis Shammai? Everyone, no. Hachi Kamar. When he started off Abba Rosh Hashanah, he meant parenthetically. Shloisha Litvi Akol. According to everybody, because three fall out on Rosh Chodesh. Be'echa B'Shvat. That's really Machloik and Beis Shammai. And therefore, when I say four, that's going according to Beis Shammai. But in Echanami, according to Beis Hill, there's only three. You don't have four. Gemara teres l'chayr b'sol shver, because there's avot. However, if you look at the Lashon HaMishnah, you see the Lashon HaMishnah is very, very meduyah. Because if you go back to the Mishnah, how many pages? Okay. Towards the end of the Mishnah, when you get to the last two lines in the Mishnah, it says, Be'echad b'shvat Rosh Hashanah li'ilon kid divrei Beis Shammai. That's so strange. It should say, Divrei Beis Shammai. This is the kid Divrei Beis Shammai. So in fact, there's some Gemaras that say that it's a mistake. Take out the Chav. Divrei Beis Shammai, Beis Alomrim. No. But the Bnei Yisoscha says it's Meduyek Heitev. You know why it says Kedivrei Beis Shammai? Because from the first word Arba'ah until Beis Shammai, this is all one Mishnah, all one long sentence of Beis Shammai. The Beis Shammai saying, Abba Rosh Hashanah made there four Rosh Hashanahs. Be'echad ben Nisan. Not the Beis Shammai speaking, it's Rabbeinu HaKadosh speaking. Rabbeinu HaKadosh is saying that there are four Rosh Hashanahs. What's four Rosh Hashanahs? Number one, Be'echad ben Nisan. Number two, Be'echad Be'el. Number three, Be'echad B'Tishrei. And number four, Be'echad B'Shvat, like Beis Shammai. But in a Chanami, it's not like Beis Shammai. That's when you have four. But if it's not like Beis Shammai, it's Beis Hill, then you only have three. So the Kid Divrei goes on the Arba'ah. Why are they four? Like Beis Shammai. But in a Chanami, Beis Hill, only three. Because Beis Hill doesn't hold the fourth one. That's the end of the Mishnah. Have a wonderful day, everybody.